neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We have assurance that Midrash brings that the whole concept of Teshuvah, Ribono Shel Olam, guarantees if you open up as the opening of a needle, then Ribono Shel Olam will open for you as opening of a great ballroom that chariots could enter in it. So now, the question that is asked, first of all, when he says, Pitchu li petach ke pitchu shel machat. So what does it mean? So you have to open as small as a little effort that the size of the opening of the needle is. It's good? Yeah? It's good? You like it?
Yeah.
But it's very hard.
I have a chance
to do it. Right, but it's very difficult to do this. So let's say you take a needle, you press it in the wall. What happens? What happens? Creates a hole. So now, take the needle and press it in a foam, like a sponge. So what happens? I'm sorry?
Goes inside.
It opens and then closes. So now when he says, open up for me, opening of a needle, he has to be a kosher opening. Because he opens and then he closes, it's no good. Yes. Has to be kosher opening. What does it mean? So that means when you make it teshuvah, has to be stable. Not that you do teshuvah today and then tomorrow, it's the same story. Just like the foam, you press and then it opens, then you pull the needle up, it's like nothing happened. You understand? So this opening has to stay permanently. Happened to be a merchant. He went to bring some merchandise. You know, people that they go and they bring merchandise to sell. So what happened? He heard that at the border they have very, very, very strict inspection. They made a new law. So he didn't know what to do. Because if he tries to risk it, it has to pay a lot of custom fees.
Penalties,
yeah. So he looked around and he found a caravan or some type of wagon driver to carry his merchandise and pays him a lot of money. And he accepted it to kind of get him through. So now they start their trip, and the more they were getting close to the board, they start shaking. You know, the more they're getting close, they know what's gonna happen. The wagon driver said, you know, if they catch me, they're gonna put me in jail. The merchant, the businessman says, if I get caught, then they're gonna cancel my passport. You know, they're not gonna let me in anymore. So they're just shaking, shaking, shaking. But one person here was not worried about anything at all. You know who it was? The horses. The horses, nothing. Yeah, they don't care. They don't care, they don't know what's going on. You start shaking yet? Nah? No? No? You only have 3-4 more days left. You get into the border. You're not shaking yet? No? You're not shaking yet? It's only 4 more days to the gate, to the border. No? See, the message here is, yeah, few days left to Hayom Harat Olam. So now, If you kind of shaken up, you see, you know, what we're going to do. No, you made some changes. So now, so you have a sense of like the wagon driver or the merchant. But if
nothing, the same schedule, you know, you only think about apple and the honey and the lubia. So,
Chas v'Shalom, with all respect, there is no difference between the horse and us. The horse doesn't feel anything. It's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah.
You're getting closer and closer and closer. There's nothing left. And that's what the whole message here is. The
sense of that you'll be a little worried is a part of doing Teshuvah. But if nothing, so then we have to wake up. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. Pitchu li ki pitchu shel macha. You have to make it at least a little bit of opening, a little bit, but it should stay open. Hashem is like the other Hashem. He will open up with such a big yeshuot.
Amen.
Big yeulam is the Hashem. Yeshalom alei nachat.
Amen.
And yeshuot the kolam Yisrael and semachot. Amen. Koila
nishamot, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishamo, nishamo sheli. Koila nishamot, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.